listening to Pink Pantyhose, where comedy meets feminism. I'm your host, Naya, and thank you all for listening to my podcast. You can do anything with your ears. You can clean your ears. You can pierce your ears. But the fact that you're giving me your ears to listen to my podcast, I greatly appreciate it. So, today, we're talking about why I support abortion. In today's feminist lesson, abortions benefit women. Actually, abortion benefits the whole world, and we'll get into that. So, before we jump into the podcast, you know we have to handle some business. I need y'all to subscribe, rate, leave some reviews, and share the podcast with your homies. I even welcome a bit of hateration, because are you really popping if you don't have haters? Nah, I welcome all feedback. Send it to me, the positive, the constructive. We're here to grow with Pink Pantyhose Podcast. So today's episode was inspired by a recent job application I put in. I put in a job application to be a social media manager for an organization that funds abortions. And it made me think of my thoughts on abortion. Also, this TikTok, y'all. Oh my gosh, y'all know I love TikTok. It was so funny and I feel bad for laughing. But basically the TikTok, a person was outside, they had a speaker and they were pumping it above their head. And the caption was, "Me outside the abortion clinic supporting my friend." And the song that was playing in the background was Yasiin King's Fucked Up Kids. Oh my gosh. It was just well played out, real coordinated. And side note, that song is problematic because basically what he's saying is, forget them kids, put them to the side, leave them at your mama house. We're going to go kick it and have some fun because I want to see you. Let's stop encouraging women to be irresponsible and bad mamas. So, reason number one, why I support abortion, procreation versus parenting. Meaning, just because you can make a baby doesn't mean you can raise a baby. Let's be honest. We're in a world where people love sex. They love exploring, experimenting, coming in contact with people, feeling good, feeling the pleasure of it. Just because your reproductive organs are intact, you are fertile, doesn't mean you're ready to have a kid. Because you have to be at a certain maturity level, developmental level, to raise a child. You have to be ready to lead by example, because kids will do as you do more than do as you say. And what I mean by that is you can't say, oh, you need to be healthy. Stop playing the game. Go outside. Get some exercise. Eat your vegetables. But every time I see you, you have a bag of chips in your hand. You stay smoking and drinking. You can't tell a child to do well in school and work hard, go get a job. But every time they come home from school, they see you laying on a couch watching talk shows. You can't tell a child to respect their parents, their grandparents, not get into it with their teachers or their siblings. But every time you pick up the phone, you cursing somebody out. You beefing with their other parent. You have to be ready to be a role model and show them how to be a productive citizen of society. And not only that, have you worked out all the kinks and the issues in your life? Have you worked out those addictions? Those bad spending habits? Have you worked out those past childhood traumas of abandonment, neglect, being compared to your siblings, having beef with your parents, all of these different things? Because when you bring a child into the world, you bring them into your life. And sometimes your habits and your mannerisms rub off on the child. And not only that, is your environment prepared, ready for a child? Because my cousin, before he became a family man, he had a motorcycle. But once he had his wife and his kid, he had to trade that motorcycle in for a car to transport that baby, that child around. You can't transport a baby on a motorcycle. Oh, let me just put this car seat on the back. No, it does not work like that. Not only that, some people are in studio apartments or they're sharing spaces with other people. They got roommates, they're living with family. Do you have the space for a child? Because once some terrible twos hit, the kid is going to want to run around. You need multiple rooms. You need a backyard. You need ample space and an environment to raise a child. Now, never say never. Never say always. I will say some people are immature, but once they have a child, they get it together. They get their life in order. They become way more responsible. Some people, and I love hearing this, so I love hearing people say, my child saved my life. My child gives me purpose. Like, They are the reason I got everything in my life together. And not only that, some people grow up with negative childhood experiences, and that motivates them to be an awesome, active, present parent and have a nurturing and loving environment. But let's avoid all the surprises and having to instantly become a good and better person. And let's just not pressure people every time they are impregnated. I don't know the right word. Or conceive. That's the word I'm looking for. Every time they conceive, like, boom, they have to be a parent. No. Let's give the people an option to not be parents. Which leads into my second point. Reason number two why I support abortion. Kids are a huge responsibility. I'll say this again. Kids are a huge responsibility. Kids are more than cute pictures that you see. They're more than just holding them for a little bit. Babysitting a kid is way different from raising a kid. Kicking it and playing with a kid, playing peekaboo, is way different than being their parent. I used to think, like back in high school, like, ooh, the worst thing that could happen is I'm sleeping and the kids start crying during the middle of the night and they wake me up out my sleep. Because kids don't come with alarms. You can't shut them on and off. No, 24/7. And that's why I respect moms so much. Like, being a parent is a good and big job. Like, you know, the regular 9-to-5s, you could clock out. Ain't no clocking out with being a parent. 24/7 responsibility. You are always on. So with kids being a responsibility, they're a huge investment of time, energy, and resources. First of all, patience. Do you have the mental capacity to deal with a child? So I got this cousin. She has 4 kids. And she was saying being a full-time mom, it's a big responsibility. And this was pre-COVID. But now with all the e-learning, learning from home, not only does she spend all of her time with her kids during the day, but she says she doesn't even have the privacy and the space to bathe herself. Like, when she's trying to take a bath, the kids are trying to jump in the tub with her, have a whole conversation. One of the kids is messing with the toilet paper. And I realized that kids are annoying when they constantly say your name. I do not understand why a child has to say your name every time they want to make a statement. I realized that when I was mentoring high school girls. They will always say, Miss Naya, da 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 da, Miss Naya, da 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 da. Like, why can't you just start the conversation without saying my name so many times? And also teaching the kids how to clean themselves, how to do laundry, how to do chores, how to do math and reading and all that. Like, kids are not going to pick up on skills and learn things quickly. So you can't just get angry with them, give up on them. Like, no, teaching them things is going to take time. And that's just the patience and the mental part of having a kid. Financially, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I remember teaching sex ed workshops back in college 10 years ago. And back then they said, on average, the first year of a child, not the first 3, 5, 10 years, the first year of having a baby, on average, it costs $32,000 a year. That's if you have a healthy baby. We're not going to even consider the babies who have health complications and you in and out of hospitals. Hospital fees are expensive. And then as a child gets older, they get more expensive. And now these new age kids are different. They're not like us 90s babies where we were content with just a TV. A doll, a toy phone. No, they want iPads, Apple Watches, iPhones. My niece, prime example of champagne taste but beer money. She always reminds me how she wants some Jordans, a hoverboard, how she wants a tablet, how she wants an iPhone. Honey, show me you could take care of this Android and this school laptop, and then we could talk about an iPhone. And then as kids get older, they're going to want to kick it with their friends, aka they're going to need some more money, because you don't want to be that kid in high school. I know I didn't, where you going to the mall, you going out to eat, you going to the movies. Like, no, you do not want to send your kid out here with no money. And then extracurricular activities, oh my gosh, because your kid is not going to want to stay in the house. Well, this was pre-COVID era. You know, back in the day where we used to do social gatherings, we used to leave the house and not have to worry about our health, our life being at risk. Extracurricular activities. Not only do they not want to stay in the house, but I'm pretty sure you want your kids doing things. And after school activities cost. You know, the cheerleading, the sports teams, band, choir, all these different things. And then the traveling teams, the competitive teams, those get even more expensive. Like, my sister doing show choir was not cheap whatsoever. And then towards senior year, the senior class trips, prom, graduation, college applications, go visiting colleges. Long story short, kids are expensive. Reason number three, why I support abortion. Having a baby will alter your body and be a health risk. Now, I come in contact with so many different women. I sell health products, and a lot of women will hit me up about helping them with their stomachs. I personally feel you can look like anything you want if you sacrifice your body to have a child, to bring a human into this world. But that's just my thought. But women want to feel confident. Seeing pictures and people describing it, after having a baby, your skin becomes loose. It's like a little pouch. You get permanent marks. Colors change on your body. Sometimes your breasts shrink. Sometimes you get more curves. And they don't prepare you for that. They never told me that in health class. They just said, oh, you have sex. The baby comes. You push the baby out. Like, the only thing they talk about is morning sickness and the pain of pushing out a baby. You sacrifice your body for 9 consecutive months, plus the other 3 to 6 or however long months you breastfeed. And then if you have multiple kids, that's multiple 9 months plus the breastfeeding. And then not only that, it's dangerous having a kid. C-sections, emergency C-sections, when you have other health complications where your body physically can't take pushing out a baby, they don't tell you about that. So having a baby is no joke. It can wear and tear on the body. So next time you see a woman who had a kid, just applaud her and just be like, sis, I see you. You are strong. You are a warrior. Reason number four, why I support abortion. Society sucks. We always talk about, oh, don't kill the child. You're killing the child. No abortion, blah, blah, blah. But let's be honest. Sometimes people become pregnant. Babies are in this world from negative experiences. What I mean by that, incest, molestation, rape. We need to get away from teaching, oh, these girls need to stop having babies young, or don't get raped. Like, no, let's teach people not to harm women and girls. Let's teach people not to force sex onto people. Because when someone becomes pregnant, if they have that child, that is a reminder of the person who may have raped them, molested them. Also, thinking of interpartner violence, domestic violence. Sometimes people are in toxic situations and then they are pregnant. And that baby is not only a reminder of that toxic relationship, but they realize they're not ready to be a parent. They don't want to bring that child into a toxic environment. Or their partner may be a great parent, but they might not be a good romantic partner. It's just going to be a hot mess bringing that child into that environment. Not only that, we don't provide enough sex education. I kid you not. When I used to teach high school girls, I remember every year the health clinic would come in and they would think it's so stupid and it's so boring. But I remember talking to one of my girls and she was like, I think I'm pregnant. I don't think I am. We didn't use a condom. And I was like, just so you know, pulling out don't work. And she was so shocked and surprised. And I told her, and I will tell any of my girls, I got nieces and nephews who are tip babies. And what I mean by that is that some guys, they'll be like, just a tip, just a tip. Just so you know, what I also learned in college when teaching sex ed, there's this thing called pre-ejaculation. There'll be sperm in that pre-ejaculation. So a man doesn't need to ejaculate inside of you for you to become pregnant. If he just puts the tip in and that sperm from that tip without penetrating it, fertilizes the egg, boom, you're pregnant. Like, there's so many myths about pregnancy and all these things. If we better taught children about sex ed, contraceptives, maybe people will be more educated in their decision-making and not do things that will result in having a child. Lastly, but surely not least, reason number five, why I support abortion. Women can do whatever they want with their bodies. don't know where men got this idea that they can control women and their bodies, but until you know what it's like to carry a child in your body for 9 consecutive months, don't tell a woman what she can do with her body. Because people can barely hold a secret. People can barely hold their liquor, let alone hold a child in their bodies. We just need to stop trying to control women. We need to get to this idea of agency. It's your body, your choice. Do what you want with it. So that's my podcast. Thank you all for listening to Pink Pantyhose Podcast, where comedy meets feminism. I'm your host, Naya, and I appreciate you all listening. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at NIGH_YUH. And also follow the Pink Pantyhose Instagram page at Pink Pantyhose Podcast. Until next time, bye.